Howdy, everybody. How are all you home folks? Has it been a good week for you or a good day? I hope so. But whether it has or not, here's another week coming right up. And there's simply no limit to the good things that can happen in the week or the day that's just ahead of us. Heard a couple of small boys talking yesterday, and even though I had to laugh, I sort of believe they got the right idea. They'd been to the circus the day before, and they were still living in the thrill of it. One of them said, "I'd like to live yesterday over, wouldn't you?" The other one thought for a minute and then said, "Nope. If I lived yesterday over, I might miss today." Well, you know, that set me to thinking. Lots of folks are so busy living their yesterdays over that they're missing their todays. Sometimes they even miss their tomorrows. Oh, I'm just as bad as the next one. Why, even as I was laughing at those youngsters, I was wishing I could live over one of my own yesterdays. Wishing that great, tall son of mine was a little boy again. And I was taking him to the circus. Silly, wasn't it? Oft when I'm lonely, my memory swings back to your baby days. Feeling the joys that a baby brings out of God's wondrous ways. Seeming to hear the first prayer that you said, longing to tuck you in bed. There's no one who knows how I long for you now, here with my arms outspread. Boy of mine, boy of mine, although my heart was aching, I seemed to know you'd want to go. Pride in your manhood waking, I'll be here waiting, dear, till at a glad dawn's breaking. I'll hear you say you're home to stay, dear little boy. Well, the baby of yesterday is a mighty up-and-coming young fella today. And I can't waste any time daydreaming if I'm going to keep up with him. You know, all the time these boys and girls of ours are in school, we keep thinking how nice it'll be when their education's finished and they'll be home with us once again. Why, bless my soul, how we fool ourselves. Why, we don't see enough of this boy of ours around the house to recognize him between haircuts. He's got a job and he's got a girl. And the two of them just about take up all of his time. Well, that's the way it should be. We had him yesterday. So if today, instead of going to the circus with Dad, he wants to sing love songs to the girl next door, well, I guess I can't kick, 'cause singing love songs to that boy's mother is one of the yesterdays I'd like to live over. Girl of my dreams, I love you. If I could just hold your charms again in my arms, then life would be complete. Since you've been gone, dear, life don't seem the same. Please come back again. And after all said and done, there's only one girl of my dreams. But we don't want to live yesterday over. No matter how much we enjoyed the circus, we want to live right up to the hilt in this present moment. We can't afford to run the chance of missing today, nor of being ready for tomorrow. Got a mighty pretty name these days for an old-fashioned ailment. Nostalgia. Don't know who dug that word out of the dictionary. When a little 8-year-old the other day told me that her mother couldn't go out in the rain because she had nostalgia, I had to laugh. I asked her where she got that big word, and she said, well, that's what the doctor called it. And it's lots worse than just plain toothache. Well, the little lady was right at that. Real nostalgia, or homesickness as we used to call it, hurts worse than any plain or fancy toothache in the world. And there's only one cure for it that I know of, and that's a sight of the old, old home. I'll take you home again, Kathleen, across the ocean wild and wide, to where your heart has ever been, since first you were my body. Bride, the roses all have left your cheek. I've watched them fade away and die. Your voice is sad whene'er you speak, and tears dim your loving eyes. Oh, I will take you back, Kathleen. fresh and green. I'll take you to your home again.
You know, I have a little hunch that after her visit, Kathleen came back to her husband's home perfectly content. Most likely the old place she'd been longing for had changed till she hardly recognized it. Why, people she knew had moved away. She didn't belong there anymore. And I've a sneaking suspicion that when she and her husband sat by their own fireside again, she slipped her hand into his and whispered that wherever he was home to her. Look out across that valley there. That's beauty for the eye. A million pictures all in one with a background of the sky. And no matter where you turn your gaze, it's beauty in the rough. And you can stand in this one spot and never get enough. You can take a trip on oceans to Egypt or to Spain. You may seek the wide world over. This beauty, seek in vain. It matters not if sun don't shine nor moon and stars by night. No matter what the place may be, you'll think that home's just right. And should you pull away from here to east or south to Rome, you'll always turn your memory back to that dear old place called home. All of which reminds me that I better be getting back to my own home. So long.